Don't ever talk to me. That I'm sorry, Captain. You're the captain.
Also,
you can do whatever you want.
We have to band together as minorities. Of
okay, ready? I'm gonna do the countdown. Yeah. Thank you. 3, 2, 1. Can you, babe? Thanks. I love you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early...
Just say, welcome to Tiger...
Hello, welcome to Tiger Belly. I'm here, your Captain Gilbert Gilbo, a.k.a. Old School Brown Skin Foreskin. I'm here with my Ati, a.k.a. Ati K, Kalila, or Kalila Ren. And also I'm here with the captain, former captain for tonight. He is a shipmate. His name is Bobby Lee, a.k.a. Captain Bobo. But today he will be just Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Just shipmate.
Just shipmate.
Tell them what's going on. It's Tuesday.
If you guys can feel, it's November 8th. There's an energy in the room. It is 11:16 p.m. Pacific time. And
say that line again.
11:16 p.m. Pacific time.
Good. Dead on.
And there's an election happening.
It's done.
Let's be positive. There's an election happening.
It happened.
It happened. There are two candidates, if you're not familiar with them. One is called Donald Trump.
I'm going to just say something.
Go ahead.
May I take over, Captain?
Yes, sir.
Just for a second? Okay. I didn't want to do a podcast today because, you know, it's clear that Donald Trump now is probably going to be the president of the United States, and I am shell-shocked, and I have PTSD, and I have a little bit of rage in my heart, and if White George looks at me in the eyes one more time, I'm going to smack that fucking face of his, okay? Because all my anger and resentment is going to go toward this fucking pink motherfucker right here, dude, with his pink fucking dick. Now go ahead, sorry.
So, what are your thoughts on the election?
I really do have PTSD. Listen, I understand that there's anger out there in rural. I never even said that word before. Rural America. I don't know if you forgot, but this country was not in a good state when George W. Bush left it. That was under the Republicans' watch. 9/11 happened during the Republicans' watch. Wars broke out during that watch, and our economy was falling apart. Barack Obama came in. He did his best for
rebuilding,
to rebuild, and also give us an alternative in terms of health care. It's not the best policy in the world, but he gave it a try. But the most important thing is that he would stroll into other countries, and I wasn't as embarrassed. I'm being honest with you. And when he would walk off that plane into Guam or wherever, I'm not Guam, but like, you know what I mean?
Like
China,
yeah.
Ching Chong Land.
Ching Chong.
Yeah, I went, oh yeah, that's our president. That's cool.
Yeah.
Not because he's just black. It's because he just was a guy that I could relate to in many ways. Somebody that I would probably be friends with. And then I thought, it's a shoo-in. There's no way that they're going to elect Donald Trump as our president. And what makes me sad is that, you know, people look at Trump and people that are not doing well in life, you know, maybe, you know, they're having financial hardships. Mm-hmm. They think that this guy is going to fight for them and change policies. He's the problem. He's that 1%. He's a mogul, right? He's a reality show star. He's in it for himself, and he's not going to help you, man. But, you know, he would do these broad statements. We're going to build a fucking wall. How? With what money? Mexico's going to build it. No, they're not. They're not going to build it. They're not. You're never going to build a wall.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind a dumbass in power, because I think there have been many dumbasses in power. I don't like ill-intentioned dumbasses. I think he's ill-intentioned. And I think that's my biggest problem with it.
Yeah.
I mean, historically, I'm sure we've made a lot of mistakes in during the election process.
Yeah.
But not quite like this one.
Yeah. He says things, I know more than the generals in terms of like ISIS. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't know anything. You've never been in office before in terms of like, listen, I'm sure you're a great real estate guy. I'd probably take advice from you when it comes to stuff like that. But in terms of anything else, in terms of running this country, you don't know anything. And I am just absolutely, and you know, people voted for him and probably some Tiger Belly fans have voted for him. And you won. Congratulations.
We lost.
And we lost.
You guys won.
And
you guys
won. You can laugh all you want. But I really believe that it was a bad thing. I think something bad's going to happen.
I think that these people who voted for him, I don't think their lives are going to change. And it's going to be pretty quick and clear to them that their lives aren't going to change.
It's going to get worse.
What? I just want to know, how is this man even remotely relatable to you?
Now, yeah,
Donald
George.
Trump
yeah,
was George. If Donald Trump was a self-made Piece man, if his father didn't just hand him millions, you know,
yeah.
then I could understand. Oh, okay, I see that he pulled himself up by his own bootstraps and, you know, garnered all these millions and was a self-made man from scratch. But he isn't. He doesn't know the strife. He wouldn't even begin to understand what it's like for all those people who voted for him.
Yeah.
So how on earth is he going to help them? Not to say, look, guys, I voted for Hillary, but by no means am I saying that she's squeaky clean.
No.
They're both monsters.
Shady.
Yeah.
They're both shady as fuck. But listen, Trump lost me when Jake Tapper, is that his name?
Jake Tapper.
Trapper?
Tapper.
KK.
Tapper.
Oh, which one? No.
Jake
Tapper.
Yeah, CNN guy.
Yeah, Tapper.
That's his name?
Yeah.
All right. You have to be like, attack me for it.
I'm not. You know look, I mean? Tensions are high right now. We don't need to fight. We have to be united front.
That, but
look at my
don't
hands.
Attack me. I know, they're sweaty. Okay.
Let me see.
When he asked Donald Trump about, will you disavow the KKK?
Disavow.
And David, what did I say?
Disavow.
You know what? Are you an English teacher right now or what?
Are you teaching a class?
You want to have a war with me or what, lady?
No, we should be a united front, sweetie.
All right,
sweetie,
well, then don't
please.
Correct me again if I say a bad, if I don't pronounce
Look,
something.
Look, I've been through a lot. My Filipino brethren have let me down.
It's brethren.
I said brethren.
No.
How does it feel?
It was brethren.
How does it feel? Brethren.
It was brethren.
Okay. Now, brethren. The way you fucking said it, you Filipino jungle lady. Now, listen to me right now, okay? He didn't disavow the KKK. He said that the Mexican judge, you know, because of his heritage or whatever,
he's not fit to serve.
He's not fit to serve. It's like I just can't. And when white people go, hey, we want like I, on
it's
Twitter.
It's not always. Stop saying white
Twitter,
people. Stop
just,
saying that.
Okay. Oh, there's one Asian, and I have a photo.
Dude, because yesterday
way.
At the Trump rally,
yeah,
there
yeah.
was many Asians.
Really?
Hell yeah.
But this guy tweeted. I said a couple of tweets, and he said, "This is what he said." He said, He's, what did he say? He said, oh, we're going to take our country back. Ha, 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 ha. You know what I mean? MAGA. Which yeah. I had to ask George what that meant. I didn't know what that meant. And I'm like, yeah, but dude, you do you realize, can you put yourself in a minority's shoes for a second and think that because he didn't disavow the KKK, right, and refuse to denigrate them or, you know, push back on that idea that it makes us, it hurts our feelings as a minority. Because I want my president to fight for me. And I don't believe that that dude fights for me. And I don't think that white people do that enough.
It's enough with the white people.
No, I'm it's not about white. I have so many white friends.
Just
I have
call them
good guy Charlie.
Good guy.
George.
Who probably voted for Trump.
Whatever. George, who didn't vote for Hillary, by the way.
So what? He's a third party voter. What are we going to do?
This is what I'm going to do. Anyone that voted for Jill Greenstein. Did I say that right?
Perfect.
Fuck you, man.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I don't even know. I didn't even want to do a podcast, but I'm just feeling so weird.
We're feeling flustered.
This is what I feel like. It's like my dad calling me. Oh, you play me. I'm my dad.
Okay.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Bobby.
Yeah, what's up? Why are you calling?
Oh, I have to tell you that, you know, you were born a woman.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Your dick, your penis,
yeah,
is a clit.
Wait, no. Is that why my penis is so small?
Yeah.
It's a big clit?
And we sewed up the whole... What the... No, just, don't laugh. Why you laugh?
I'm freaking out. I'm flustered.
No, yeah. We sewed the whole... Because I didn't want a daughter. But anyway, that's how I feel.
Oh, shit. Shell shock.
Yeah, like, what?
The fuck, yeah.
That's how I feel.
But let's remember...
Bubby.
Yeah?
Steve?
Still what?
Steve is not human.
Oh, he's an alien?
No, I fuck her.
Wait, what?
No, listen. I fuck her.
What do you mean?
A meerkat.
Wait, are you telling me my brother's half cat?
Meerkat.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that shocking? The meerkat thing's not that as funny. That's funny. But you know what? I threw it out there.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, George. Look at me right now, man.
Gary
Look at me right now.
Gary Johnson.
Right? Shut. You voted for Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. Gary. Yeah. And you knew he was going to win. And he doesn't know what Aleppo was. You think that he was going to be the...
I vote my conscience every time.
No, you're a hippie. You're a farm. You're a farm Burning Man white hippie.
Let's you not have a be sore losers,
No, shut the
babe.
Fuck up, Kalila. All right, you sew? What dude sew? What? He brought a sewing machine. Look at that sewing machine.
Look at that singer. Look at that right here on the camera.
Heavy duty singer. What dude... owns a sewing machine.
I'm a modern day Renaissance
man. All right, he brings over eggs that he
has his own chickens that he gives me.
That's
eggs.
Hippie shit.
It's not.
Yeah, that's the problem with America. Hippie shit. Where's oil? You go get Dracar. Don't get oil.
Get your car.
You know what I mean? He's the type that goes, this is patchouli. It's pure fucking earth.
Coconut.
And it's like, no, get fucking cool water like everyone else.
Ew. All
right.
Cool water. So
look at me
school.
Right now, man. You're off my list for a week. I'm gonna tell you that right now, pal. And I'm sorry, you're the captain. Go ahead,
Kala. How do you feel about the your Filipino people not supporting your girl?
I just realized it's, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, I respect your vote. And if you're able to intelligently tell me why you voted for him and it appeals to your lifestyle and your livelihood and, you know, all your concerns about the country, like, I get that. But what I don't get, it's this mass of Filipino people who've only been here. They're all on my Facebook, right? Because a lot of them that I grew up with in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
they've probably only lived in this country for maybe, let's say, 2 years. They're green. They used to be green card holders. They probably just became citizens. They're not really they're not really aware of the state of affairs of America. They don't know the true, like, you know, they don't know much. But because I realized that third world countries like the Philippines love a demagogue,
yeah,
they immediately were attracted to Trump without even thought or question. And I was looking through my Facebook feed and I thought, holy shit, my people are letting me down. And yeah. It's not for any other reason than they love that kind of figure.
Gold.
A demagogue. Mm.
They like gold-plated shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
They love the color orange.
Like, look at this. I don't know if you can see this, George, but look, I took a photo of Pence. He's our new vice president, by the way. And look at this fucking backstabbing gook right here. This lady right here is an expat's wife.
Expats?
Was that what I said right?
You said expats.
Whatever, fuck. Whatever.
Okay, yeah, expat.
Not an English class.
It's not an English class.
That's true. I make mistakes.
Yeah. This right here, right? Some fucking 6-year-old white dude went to the fucking Thailand and goes, hey, let's get be. And she's like, okay. He brought her here, right? And she's just a fucking, look at this fucking face.
Let me see.
This Asian.
What's her face like that?
Look at her face. Look
she's
at
like grinning look like,
at, yeah.
I'm a betrayer.
Yeah, I'm a betrayer.
My people.
Hey, lady, whoever you are, this lady right here, you ain't no Asian to me.
Boom.
Okay. You suck the white man's dick.
A lot of Asians have sucked the white man's
dick. Can we talk about other things now?
I've sucked white dick too.
Are we able to move past this topic is my question.
All right. Okay. I'm just saying that. All right. Fine. Let's move on.
What's something positive that happened?
Oh, no, I'll tell you another. I'll tell you another negative thing that happened Sunday. I'll tell you another. Sunday.
What happened?
Okay. So this is what happened. Okay. So I was playing Destiny with my new fire team this weekend, okay? We're doing the raid on hard mode, okay?
Ooh, damn.
And so we're now, I have one more level to finish it on hard mode. So we're at the last level, okay? It's hard to get 6 guys together that are that good that can finish it. We finally got it Monday.
Damn.
Before, because at 2 o'clock it resets. Mm. So I had to finish it before that. Okay, look at Kalila. She's gonna. We're gonna get in a. We got in a big fight that night. Mm-hmm. We got in a fight last night.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. You yelled at me in the car, but anyway. So I'm playing, and she goes, "We gotta take the dog to the vet because the dog has a little belly thing. What is it?"
Our dog recently got spayed, and her stitches burst open.
Ah.
Which is sort of a medical emergency.
Medical emergency. Okay. So she goes, we got to go. I go, I know, but it resets. I have to do it now. It's never going to happen again. It's to get this far. Can you take her? No, I had to go. And we went, and then we got to find the car.
First you said, how about we wait until tomorrow? I'm like, okay, well, I see how you would treat a child now.
That's not the same.
It's like everything. This is what I don't like about you. You say you're a sober man, but you're not a sober man because of the way that you treat people around you are circling this new addiction of yours. You replace one addiction with another and you think that all of a sudden you're absolved from all kinds of bad behavior, but you treat people around you like shit. And I'm going to call you out for it. Yesterday, we needed you as a family. The dog's belly ruptured. It eviscerated. Ooh. And I needed you to come with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gilbert? No, I'm not talking to you, babe.
And you had been playing 6 hours of video games up until that point. So for me to say, hey, can I take you away for 30 minutes to go down the street to the vet? It is your responsibility to say yes.
I'm sorry.
But in the meantime, you make me walk on eggshells and treat me like shit. You cry and you whine and you talk about how the world is ending because you have to leave your 17-year-old friends in a video game. Do their parents even know they're playing with a 45-year-old man who sucked dick before?
That's true. That's all true.
I'm going to call Danny Garcia's parents. I'm going to call that British kid's parents. I'm going to be like, hey, do you know that every day...
First of all, baby, Danny Garcia is listening right now and he's a... Danny.
You're a great Destiny player.
You're a great Destiny player. And your English friend, Trickle, is very talented.
Trickle.
But how old is Trickle?
19.
Yeah?
Okay.
Is that real? Is that
true? I don't know. I've never met him. Okay? But I want to say this.
I'm going to call their parents.
Okay, I'm going to just say this. When I did suck the dicks, no, just Danny, listen, and Trickle and the other guys, all right? Omi, okay? I was a kid too. So as a 45-year-old man, I didn't...
A 17-year-old kid.
When I was a... I'm 45 now. I haven't sucked young dick. I was young.
3 decades, long time ago.
Exactly. Thank you, Gilbert, for defending me. I was young, so I sucked, you know what I mean, when I got drunk or whatever, my cousin, whatever. Everyone knows, okay? Yeah. But I did, as an adult, I haven't, so don't think that I'm going to... First of all, you live in England. I'm going to fly over there to suck your dick.
It's so expensive.
It's very expensive.
I wouldn't hold it past him.
No, Kalila, if these guys call me tomorrow and they go, listen, they go... We listen to the podcast, and hey, dude, I'm sorry. My bad. We think you're funny, good comic, whatever. But our parents don't want because you suck.
You can't play with us anymore.
And then I'm gonna be like, Kalila, we have a fucking problem.
I'm gonna make sure that happens. Oh, I'm gonna look for Trinkle's real name. Trinkle. Is that his name, Trinkle? Trickle. I know Danny Garcia.
Yeah,
well, you're a good dude. Him.
You're a good dude, Danny. And if you're ever in LA, you come invited to my house. Okay.
To play video games.
Yeah, to play video games and stuff. Not to suck dick. I don't suck dick.
He just made it so weird by inviting him over. I'm gonna have his parents listen to this episode.
Don't come over.
Don't come over. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? And anyway, can I just say this? We didn't get to finish it. That's fine. You know.
Why did you bring it up then?
Because to me, it hurt my feelings. That's all.
To get all the negative out of the way.
I'm just trying to get the negative out of the way.
Your dog's feelings was hurt when her stomach was...
We went to the dentist. We went to the vet.
Yeah, it took 30 minutes, didn't it?
Yeah, what did she say? It's no problem, go home.
No, she didn't say that.
Yeah,
she did. She's like, yeah, the sutures are popped.
And then put ice on it.
Mm. But you needed to... We needed to make sure.
Okay. I love you.
God, you're an idiot.
No, I don't suck dick. Let's move on. Let's just move on from that.
Danny,
right?
Don't ever come to this house.
Don't ever come to my house. You're not coming to my house, all right? And we're not talking about it anymore. You know, I like my fire team. We'll try again this next weekend. That's fine. Okay? So, but this weekend, on an up note.
Mm-hmm. Going up, everyone. In an up note, right?
We have a great fight this Saturday. Ooh. Probably the best fight card I've ever seen in my life as a fan of the UFC. True. And I'm sorry, people that don't like, you know, the MMA world, but this is a very big deal.
You should watch
and,
it.
And Conor McGregor's fighting
Eddie Alvarez.
I was going to say
I was helping you.
You know, but I already knew the name.
Okay.
Sorry, just keep talking. I'm having a Facebook war with somebody.
He's the underground kid from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
What's up?
Fighting Tyrone Woodley. And our girl, Johanna Jędrzejczyk, is fighting Karolina. And it's going to be a really good card. And I saw the first embedded, and it shows Stephen Thompson teaching kids at his school.
Oh, you know, I saw
with
that.
The weapons and stuff. And it was really cute. And then I saw, and then you know what? I saw Tyrone Woodley rolling around with his son. That was really cute, too.
Man, embedded know how to tug at your heart.
They really know how to tug at your heart. And I saw Johanna, Florida. She moved to Florida. So it's going to be a great fight, and people are invited. Who's coming? Andy Farag is going to be at my house Saturday.
Ooh. Cool.
Why did you say cool like that? Cool.
Because
no, I'm weird about watching fights with people who don't
appreciate MMA.
This MMA like I do. And there's a reason why I don't go to bars to watch it. It's weird. I'm not being an asshole or a snob about it, but I enjoy watching it with my people. And if it's somebody new and it's somebody who's going to be like, why are they doing that? It annoys me. Are they supposed to be slapping each other? Like, it annoys me. I'm not saying that, you know, he is this way, but I don't know him personally. I mean, I hope that he can watch and enjoy it. That'd be great. But, you know, I've had experiences like the last fight where 90% of the people that came over didn't know what the fuck was going on. And it just annoyed me.
Like the ground game, and it's like, why are they?
Yeah, this is boring. And it's like, look, like, then why are you here?
Okay, I wanted to say this. If Andy Farag, who is, he is my agent, all right? If he ever says, this is boring, I'll pull him aside, I'll grab him by the neck, and I'll go, dude, all right, pretend that you like it.
You don't have to. Look, you invited him.
So he's coming. Eric Griffin's coming.
I love Eric. Eric will make it fun.
The Fat Black Hope. I call him
Fat Black Hope.
Yeah. Yes. The Fat Black Hope is coming, and he has a new TV show coming out, and he's very busy, and he's in the middle of it. He's in the middle of show business, and I'm very proud of him. And then we're gonna have all the other people coming into my house. It'll be fun, and you know, my dad's also having surgery Friday, so let's pray for that. That's why I had to cancel my gig in. Where was I playing? North Carolina.
Yeah.
So my dad's having surgery, and that's why I couldn't go to North Carolina. But the fight's going to be great, too.
So can we get your official picks? Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor. From
Eddie Alvarez.
Wow. Tyrone Woodley, Stephen Thompson.
Stephen Thompson.
Okay.
You want or you think?
I know.
He's calling right now, so he has Eddie.
This is your call.
Official picks from Bobby.
But this is not who you want to win.
No, I don't want Eddie Alvarez to win.
Okay.
I'll tell you why, Eddie, because if you watch his fights, he doesn't quit.
He grinds, yeah.
He grinds it out. He's had very difficult matches where he somehow pulls it out. You know, he lost to Pettis, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Anthony Pettis. But other than that, I think because Conor is going up in weight, I know Conor's a big 145-pounder, but still, I think that Eddie will pull it through. I think Stephen Thompson, because of his distance, will beat Tyrone Woodley, unless Tyrone Woodley gets a shot in, because Stephen Thompson has been hurt before, but he can recover. And of course, Johanna, I think, is the best pound fighter in the UFC, and I love her.
Lila, your picks?
Oh my God, I'm in a different world. I choose Conor. And I also choose Wonder Boy, but I.
After watching Woodley though, knock out Robbie. It's like, good lord. It's
terrifying. Yeah, but also Robbie is a more
trade and bang.
No.
Stay in the center.
Yeah, he's not. He's more of a still object compared to Wonder Boy. I'm sorry. I'm so my brain cells are like completely fried. Yeah. I'm trying to like make sense of what I'm saying. And who else do we have? Name them all to
me. Jędrzejczyk.
Oh, JJ for sure.
For sure. And there's some also still good
other
fights.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, not Tim Kennedy. Rashad had to pull out.
Rashad pulled out.
Yeah, he had to. It's not for any... He wasn't cleared by New York to fight.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get a fighting license, some medical irregularities.
But no worries, because the card's still fucking stacked.
Yeah, Chris Weidman, I really wanted to see Tim Kennedy fight. I really, really wanted
to. He's great.
Yeah.
Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero.
I'm not a fan of Yoel. I want Chris Weidman to win.
In his hometown.
Absolutely. He's the only New York-born fighter left on this card.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Gaslam and Cerrone.
Of course, Cowboy.
Cowboy. And then a really awesome female fight, but mm-hmm. other than the JJ one, is Misha Tate and Raquel Pennington.
Of course, Misha. I think that Raquel Pennington, she was on Misha's team, I think, in The Ultimate Fighter. I think. Right? Yeah, it is Raquel Pennington. Yeah, wasn't her
yellow,
team.
Yellow.
Yeah, I think, come on, Misha's just about seen everybody. I think Raquel is a strong girl. I think that she's not a chump by any means. I just think Misha is just on a completely different level than her.
Yeah. And then the next two fights on the Fox card are pretty big too. I have to mention them, even though they're on prelims. It's Frankie Edgar, Jeremy Stephens. That's a Fox card.
That's such a good one. That might be the fight of the night.
I'm gonna say Frankie Edgar.
I love both of them so much, but I think Jeremy Stephens is so capable. It could go either way, but I'm gonna say Frankie.
And then the last big one is Khabib Nurmagomedov and Michael
Khabib.
Johnson.
I love Khabib. I think that it's a pity that he was injured for that long, but I think that I want to see him back on his way, healthy and in, contention again.
Yeah, that card's stacked.
Yeah, amazing card.
Such
a little bit overshadowed by everything that's going on, but you know what, I respect the American democratic process, and tomorrow the sun will rise and my life will go
Sarah
on.
Sarah Silverman has an Instagram post of
Anne Frank.
Frank, and she says, in spite of everything, it's in quotations, I still believe that people are really good at heart. Yeah. I guess.
Do you agree?
No. You know, I think that the Nazis weren't good at heart.
Mm.
I think that I'm not going to comparing obviously Donald Trump to Hitler, but just an extreme, example. But I think that people are just uninformed, I guess, and we will move on.
Hold on, did you say uninformed?
We had English class.
What is it?
Please don't say uninformed again.
What is it?
Because
then?
You might be uninformed.
It's uninformed. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Stop.
Are you sure you didn't vote Donald Trump?
You said kaliwag before.
Stop. Uninformed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know what? You didn't. You're fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about. Let's move on.
I don't know if I can. I really know. I don't know if I can. I'm lost.
Should we stop here?
It's crazy. It's a crazy world. George is smiling.
I feel this is the worst podcast we've ever done because my heart is really just in a sad place right now, and I can't even get the word. I'm like, whatever I'm saying right now is just my mind going, you have to do a podcast, for your listeners and this and that, and I can't get a thought in.
You know, I just watched Joe Rogan's special this past weekend. It's called Triggered.
It was got
really
on Netflix,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he said something that was actually really profound. He goes, I have three daughters. He goes, I can't even, control them. He goes, this idea of having a president control 400 million people is so archaic and absurd that the whole process in itself should do away with it altogether. It's like this one person is supposed to dictate the way millions and millions of us live, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit, if you think about it in that way, he's right. It is absurd.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, because you're right. He is, there's the Congress and there's the Senate. So not everything, hinges on Trump's decisions as president, right? There's obviously a lot of things that protect us in this government. But in a sense, like, you're right. He's a symbolic figure. That's mostly what it is. It's just a symbolic figure.
Yeah. You're right. But you know what it feels like? That documentary we saw, Tickled.
Weird. What's Tickled? Oof, you guys.
We saw a documentary on, I saw it on iTunes and it said Tickled. And anything that says that, I go, I want to watch it.
Mm.
Yeah, because I love being tickled. And I like tickling people. I do. I think it's fun. Uh-huh. You know, when I pin Kalila down, I start tickling her. And she mm-hmm. goes, stop. It's like legal rape.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because it's torture. Don't look up.
It's torture, is what I'm saying.
Torture, yeah.
It's tickled.
But you're also laughing, so it seems like people are having fun, but you're really controlling somebody.
Yeah.
Can I give that's him a the quick fun part. Can I give him a quick synopsis?
Tickle.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
So basically, the documentary starts off with this reporter from New Zealand trying to get more information about the new sport of quote unquote competitive tickling.
That's.
So he writes the organization.
Yeah.
So he writes.
Well, you see, he comes upon. Is that the right way to say it? I can't even talk.
No.
Right
well,
now.
he writes this.
No, he sees it right. He sees like a group of people wearing Adidas guys, right? Adidas wear, and they're being tied up, and three other guys on top of this guy and just tickling him.
Yeah.
And he's going, stop, stop, yeah. Right?
For sport?
And, yeah, it's a sport.
So, well, no. Supposedly, it's a sport.
It's a sport, yeah.
Supposedly. So this guy writes him, and the response he got was complete. It was like an organization called, like, is it Jane O'Brien or something like that?
Yeah, it was like this media company called Jane O'Brien, and he contacts them saying that I would love to do a documentary about this.
About competitive tickling.
Or like, and do a piece on it mm-hmm. on this news show that I do, and they said no because you're gay and you're a faggot.
Yeah, you're a faggot. You're this and that. Which he's
like, well, this is gay. What yeah. you're doing?
You have three guys on top of a guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's so gay, right? And so he obviously, when he reads that, he becomes more interested.
It's a red flag for him. It's like, why is this guy so defensive about me writing a piece on competitive tickling?
And what
there
seems
must be more.
Like just in the innocent documentary, just fun surface, it quite possibly is probably one of the darkest documentaries
yes,
I've ever seen.
Absolutely it, watch
he
it.
He opens up a wormhole and he dives in it and it is dark.
It's not
and
what you
weird.
Think.
And I made Sebastian Maniscalco and his wife watch it and they loved it. So people really, when I recommend it, they really like it. I would really watch it because it is some weird shit.
But if
when you say dark, just like about the people involved,
it will give you a little bit insight into what people with money can do.
Oh, these are rich
to
people.
Destroy lives.
Well, not even yeah, what? It's
yes. Yeah. So just it has nothing
it has
to do
nothing
with
to do,
actual tickling.
It has nothing to do with tickling or
it has
no.
Everything
well,
to
no,
do
it does.
Power.
No, it has to do with this is, imagine me, right?
Don't give it away, please. Don't.
Okay.
Please just have him watch it because it does take a really weird turn. You
know? It takes a really dark turn.
I sometimes wish that life would give us gifts like that because the guy had no intention of making a documentary until he got that reply back on Facebook like, fuck you, you fucking faggot, you know?
Yeah. Do I have a fetish?
For tickling?
Tickling?
No, this is in general, do you think?
With?
I think that you have a fetish for like pinning people down.
Yeah.
And like being in a power position.
Yeah, I think I need help with that.
But not during sex for real though, because you just lay there like a sack of potatoes.
That's rude, and you shouldn't have said that out loud. I mean, that's my personal life, and you shouldn't have said that out loud.
Sack of potatoes.
But I'm gonna let it slide.
Just one potato, one giant potato.
Listen, when you sex to me is something in my 20s, early 20s, I never got it, and also I was in my prime. I was extremely horny, and so it motivated me to do comedy.
Oh, pause. It's over, guys.
Oh, God.
You won?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah.
Who did?
What network?
Wow. Donald Trump is now the
president. He got 276. It's over, guys.
Yeah. Holy Donald Trump is now the president.
Of
the United States.
11:49 p.m., November 8th.
Misogyny has won.
Billy
this
Bush.
This is insane. I can't believe it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna pretend that it doesn't affect me. It does. And, you know, we might have to cut this podcast short. Mm. We did the best we can. I love you guys. No matter what your political affiliation is, Tiger Belly fans, I'm glad that you listen. I'm glad that we're a family in a weird way. I can't pretend that I'm happy because I'm not. I'm shell-shocked, like I said. I'm really sad by it. I really am. And many people might not understand why I feel the way I do. When I say many people, I mean George. But I just feel really sad for our country right now. And it's time for them to gloat. Yeah, we did it. The deplorables won and whatnot. And good. But to me, I believe that sexism and racism won. And I can't. That's what it is, in my opinion. And I can't. He's not. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's never done it before. You fucking idiots.
But maybe that's exactly why they voted for him.
So they're gonna vote. Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Okay. If my tooth aches, and I knew there's two dentists. One guy that's never done it before, and another one that molests kids. And he's killed people, but he has had a dentist practice for 20 years, and he's very good at what he does. I'm going to go with the guy that fucking molests kids and does. And what, you're going to go to with the guy that's never done it before?
Can I just say, that is the best point, strongest point you have ever made in all 66 episodes of this podcast. Oh my God, that was so good.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, you said it perfectly. Yeah. That is the best and strongest point you could have ever made.
Because the guy knows how to fucking fix teeth perfectly. Go with that person.
So what? She plays dirty politics. So what if she's been a terror in many different ways?
Yeah, she's done it before.
She's a politician.
So much experience.
Well, I think I read that. I didn't come up with that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's not like, I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't a dentist. I used a different analogy.
Damn it.
I hacked it out.
I thought it was your analogy. Damn it.
But when I heard it, it was a kind of a similar analogy. I went, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Mm.
That she knows foreign leaders. She's done, she's governed before. This guy has never done it. And he doesn't know what he's doing. And it's going to be a new frontier. It's going to be scary. And I am absolutely fucking livid right now and shocked. Do you have a fucking question for us?
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unhelpful advice.
Don't do the thing. Don't do it.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby,
very
and Kalila,
good.
And George. Hello, gang. I have an issue with communication. I am married and I have a hard time just talking with my husband. I love how Bobby and Kalila talk about everything with confidence, and it could be about anything. When I listen to you on SoundCloud, I feel better, like I have something to talk about with my husband. How can I improve my communication skills and become more confident in many random conversations? Thank you for your time, Michelle.
We should just answer like three questions four questions tonight, since we don't have the energy to talk about other things. Mm. Let's just be as unhelpful as we can to other people.
I didn't even listen to that. Say it again.
I have an issue with communication. I am married and I have a hard time talking with my husband. I love how Bobby and Kalila talk about everything with confidence, and it could be about anything.
No, listen. Kalila and I, we talk on a podcast. We talk. It's fluid because you're forced to talk, really. Yeah. But I think Kalila and I have a good relationship. I'm comfortable with her, like if I'm in a car. If we fight, like we did last night, it's like shocking. I get angry. I get really angry. But at the end of the day, I just kind of know that, this is what a relationship is. And a relationship, sometimes, you're gonna argue. But we don't, it's not like we talk, but we do.
We talk a lot. We talk a lot, Bobby, though. Are you crazy?
Yeah, we do talk a lot. Yeah.
It wasn't.
I just lied. We actually talk so much.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, she wants to know how can she improve her communication skills and be more confident in random conversations.
I don't know, because I think that some relationships work well and they're quiet and they don't have to be as vocal as Bobby and I are towards each other. But if it's something that you feel is amiss or lacking in your relationship, then you should just say initiate conversation. See if he takes the bait and if he wants to go back and forth with you on certain topics. But if he's somebody who just likes peace and quiet, then you're fucked, I mean, I've been in relationships before where I'd bring up a topic or something that I just wanted to talk about, and the other person just couldn't volley with me. Mm. Not, you know, and sometimes it just wasn't, they didn't either they didn't want to or they couldn't. And, you know, that those relationships ended, and I got super lucky with Bobby because we just volley back and forth like idiots. And I don't know, it just happened organically for us. It wasn't something that we tried to do. Or that we didn't try to communicate better. We just did. Next question, Gilbert.
Hi. Simply put, I've dropped out of a college after trying to graduate for 4 years. I work a part-time job, but I'm still semi-dependent on my strict Asian parents who are insistent on keeping me on finishing my degree. How do I break the news to them that I will not be graduating, and how do I find your direction
That's
in life?
That's it, man. Listen to me right now, okay?
His name is Peter.
I don't give a fuck, bro. All right? My parents, my brother and I, changed them. They try to change us. Oh, you have to go to college. Oh, you have to be an engineer. You have to do... No. Nope. We're going to do drugs. All right? We're going to fuck. You know? We're going to do what we want. And then you know what they did? They went, oh, okay.
I guess.
Over time, what are they going to do? Either cut us off, right? Or accept our lifestyle. Well, I'm not gonna fucking go to college for you, mom. Cause I don't know how to do it. I've never read a book before. I don't know anything. All right? So it's like, no, just let me finish. Let me finish, okay? Let me fucking finish, all right? So I didn't really even listen to the thing halfway through it. I just reacted.
I know you did.
I didn't, but I wanna just say this, okay? Is that you can change them. Let me tell you something right now. I know a comic by the name, I'm not going to even say his name, but I know a comic. He was an engineer. He was making 6 figures a year. He's a great comic. He happens to be Middle Eastern, right? It has nothing to do with, but his dad's very strict. Mm. His dad wants him still to be an engineer, but this kid has so much talent. He just can't. It would be a shame to the world for him not to do it, right? So he chose comedy. All right, he's doing well. You know, he's making a living, and his dad still doesn't like it. And he's, you know, but what is he gonna do? Do what his dad does? This is your life. If my kid, if Kalila and I didn't kill babies, we would have probably a couple.
Why do you keep accusing
I'm
me
kidding.
Of like
we
multiple
no, we didn't.
Abortions?
No, we didn't. We didn't kill anybody.
Aren't
okay.
you glad we don't have one with this new president?
I know, but please don't say that. Ugh, please don't say that. But what I'm going to say is that if my child goes, hey, dad, I'm going to make clogs. What? Yeah, that's why I'm going to clog making school. And I'll be like, whatever, okay. That's what my son or daughter does. You know, I want them to be, you know, a professional soccer player or whatever my dream is for my child to be. Like, I want you to be, you know, either a soccer player or in the MMA or whatever, right? But if they want to do something that I didn't envision, that's their life, okay? And I just, I spent too many years fighting with my parents, like, oh, your cousin Chong-e, she going to Harvard at dinner table, and then trying to make me feel like shit because I didn't go to college. You know, I remember report card days. I knew that if I brought home my report card to my parents, that it was 100% I'm going to get beat. So one time, I think it was my sophomore year in high school, there was we lived on a gigantic kind of mountain, not a mountain, but like, you know, it was uphill.
Fancy country club.
It wasn't, okay. It was a nice community. Yeah. But you could go into like the woods and there was like a little cliff that you can jump off, you'd die, right? I remember one time I had my report card in my hand and I was on the cliff and I was going to jump off.
Jesus.
Because I would rather kill myself than to face my parents because I got a couple of C's and a D on a report card. But I would always come home with my report card and I would get the beating. I would cry. I'd be in my room and then I would do drugs. But my point is that at the end of the day, you know, my parents are very glad that I chose my career.
But that's the exception to the rule. Not everybody who says, fuck you, mom, I'm not going to college, makes the amount of money you do now as a comedian. So, no.
It's not about, I didn't say money. What I'm saying is that you know, as soon as I started doing stand-up and did what I wanted to do, number one, it gave me, imagine not going to college and you have no skills. You don't want, you're lazy, you don't want to work, and you're like, what the fuck do I do, right? So if I'm going to struggle in life and I'm going to be broke, I might as well do something that I enjoy doing, which is I enjoyed performing. And it worked out for me. I believe that if anybody, if people really enjoy what they do and they do it with passion and with dedication, that inevitably something's going to happen.
What does this kid want to do?
He wants to go into entertainment comedy.
Yeah, well,
okay,
then do
so
it.
He has a plan. So that's my thing. If I had a 17-year-old tell me, like, fuck college, I'm just going to do nothing, I'm not going to take that as an option. You can come to me with saying fuck college if you show me an alternate plan of action. If you say, yeah, I save this much money and I'm going to travel for 2 years and I'm going to figure shit out when I come back, okay, fine, that's fine with me. If you say, I'm taking this, I'm moving to LA and I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to need your financial support. I'm going to work in a restaurant and try to make it in the business, that's fine. Now, if you come with me and you say, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I need you to support me financially, fuck you, kid. Fuck no. That's not acceptable. You're going to college.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, and you're going to figure out sometime while you're over there what you want to do. But in the meantime, no, you don't get to sit around and do nothing. Mm. You know?
No, I ran into this problem only 6 years ago with my parents. So if people don't know, I actually dropped out of school. But I remember when I had to tell my parents I was going to move to Chicago, I'm going to do comedy, I'm going to be an actor. I came so, cause I'm so afraid to tell my parents. I did it in a restaurant, a public place, just yeah. So I know I wouldn't get hit by a chair. I made sure I was surrounded by people in a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah. How did you tell them?
So they were eating sushi, and I literally was like, my mom's probably laughing listening to this. I was so scared. Mom
How old
and dad,
were you?
Probably 19, mm-hmm. 18, maybe 19. I made a PowerPoint presentation. I printed it out. I'll tell you why I did that, because I heard Emma Stone did it for her mom. Then yeah. I forgot she did it to her white mother, who was like, okay. So it's like, my parents are going to do that. I took it out. As soon as I took out the papers, I said, yeah, so I have this dream. I want to act, and I think I should stop school. I just pushed it. I didn't make eye contact with my mom or my dad. And my dad was like, ate a California roll.
Yeah.
Put that away. And my mom would even look at me. So eventually worked out something where, like, I couldn't be rebellious and just run away. That's just not how yeah. I am with my family. I know some people can do that. I worked out something where I say, okay, I'll go to community college. I did that, but basically I just fucked it. Like, fuck it. I just
fucked around. Just bought time for yourself.
Bought time while I was in Chicago doing all that stuff. And eventually I had to prove it to my parents. So they didn't really talk to me for almost 2 or 3 years. It was like on and off.
Yeah.
Awkward relationship. They came to Chicago. Saw me 1 week where I was in 5 shows back to back with a full packed out audience.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the shows, flew back to Atlanta. I got calls from them individually where they were like, we get it.
Yeah.
And after that, they're like, if you're going to do it right. Move to LA.
I got the same exact thing when I did the Tonight Show.
Yeah. I was at a 40 seat theater.
Yeah. It was a 40 seat live show.
Live show, yeah.
It was Jay Leno. That's fine. The same principle, though, yeah. The both stories.
Wow, yeah, Bobby.
But mine was...
That was a great story, Gilbert. That
sucked.
Jesus.
Sucked. 40 shows in front of a fucking coffee shop.
You are the Korean Trump.
Wow, I can't believe you
say that. If you want to get hurt, say that again.
You're the Korean Trump.
Okay, we're done.
There's
for tonight. Okay.
That's hurt.
Tell me another glorious story of yours.
Why are you attacking me? I was just sharing
I love
story.
Your glorious stories. Fuck both of you.
My friend from England who I thought was a dumbass because he voted for Brexit.
Yeah.
He said, "What the fuck just happened? How could everyone be so stupid?"
Yeah.
That's a guy who voted for Brexit.
Well, that's half of America.
This guy right here. I did a tweet earlier. Like, this is the tweet. I just, you know, I said I'm shell shocked. I think I need an AA meeting or something. It's so fucking embarrassing. Good night, right? And this guy says, and this really made me angry. This white dude goes, wah. And the reason why he's doing that is because he thinks that I'm complaining and I'm crying about it. Mm. But you don't understand that if there was a nominee that said, like, if there was okay, let's say Barack Obama, right, was running again. And there was a group of people that thinks that white people are abhorrent and they're... beasts. They're not equal to, you know, like anyone the KKK else. Is yeah. to minorities, and he didn't disavow them, right? He would never get elected, Barack Obama. Mm. Right?
Yeah, he would not.
He would not. If he said, I don't know much about that group, so why don't you send me the information and let me study up on, which is exactly what Donald Trump said, right? So this guy that said, what you're saying to me right now by doing that is that I am not equal to you. And I am. I am equal. You know what, George?
Why are you smelling your finger,
George,
bro?
George, when I fucking say shit, right, and you make the little squinty eyes, like I'm trying to, you know, understand what you're trying to say, but you're not, you know, you don't make any sense, right? Tell me what you're thinking.
Get over here.
Yeah, go.
I call this George being destroyed.
Okay. Shit. Why do I have to be the political consultant at this point?
Yeah.
As a libertarian, I'm always disappointed. Nobody's going to run the country correctly, so. I'm disappointed at every election. You say I don't like. No, claiming that I don't know how you feel, I feel like that every freaking election of every time of my life.
You don't, because I'll tell you why you don't. Okay, because I'm sorry, but you don't know what it's like to be a minority in America.
Okay,
you're white,
so you have
no idea what it's like. All right, I was at a spaghetti factory once.
He loves that place.
It's a real place. Yeah, I was at the spaghetti factory once.
An
right?
Olive Garden.
And I was doing an improv show. This was before I did stand up. It was in San Diego, and I did this. With Jamie Kaler, he is still doing comedy, and he's an actor too, very talented. Yeah. But Jamie Kaler had me do an improv show. I did it, right? And I went, you know what? And he also paid me. It was my first paid thing. He gave me like $20. So I go, I'm going to go to the Spaghetti Factory. So I went to the Spaghetti Factory, and I sat there, right? And a Jewish busboy walks up to me and goes, hey, I just want to let you know that table over there is, there's going to be a problem. I go, what? And they go, they don't want to sit next to you. Right? And so then I heard them call the manager over and go, we don't want to sit next to that chink over there, right? And the manager, you know what the manager said? Well, then you guys can leave. So they got up as a group and left, right? You don't know what it's like for kids to come up to you and do this and go, ching, chong, ching, you know what I mean? And all that fucking shit that I grew up with, all right? So when the KKK, right, is supporting Donald Trump, and a news reporter is going, do you avow them, right? Mm-hmm. Don't do that again.
You asked.
I know I did. I apologize, okay? Disavow them, right? Them. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't know much about the KKK. I'm not going to do that, right? That's basically saying that I enable that kind of behavior, right? And so that guy is now the president of the United States. You don't know what that's like. You don't.
Yeah.
Right, so don't pretend that you do.
Let him speak, okay?
The only thing I find issue with is claiming that everybody who voted for him believes in certain things. It's there are two very flawed candidates right now. Mm-hmm. Okay,
how is she flawed,
sweetie? Are you crazy?
No, I want to know. I just want to say, okay, that all right. The emails with the Anthony Weiner, all that stuff. The emails, right? What's that? The thing that happened overseas?
Benghazi,
right? All right, but are those the two things that you're talking about that she's flawed in?
No, she's very connected to the big banks, which ruined a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
So
Trump wasn't.
Who knows? That's the thing. With Trump, who knows? And just because part of America, middle America, voted for Trump doesn't mean they believe in anything racist necessarily. It doesn't mean in my hometown, at the coffee shop, this guy was like, I'm voting Trump because my company went under. It went down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean he's racist. That doesn't mean he's going to call you Ching Chong. That doesn't mean any of these things. It just means that his personal life was affected, and he chose a candidate who he believes will help him out. I'm not saying that's the right thing. Like, it's the right candidate. Yeah. Both of them were very flawed. You're choosing one thing. You're generalizing everybody. And I don't like... I want to bring America together, man.
I don't like anybody
when everybody's generalized and put into a certain box just because of one thing. There are...
But can we agree that 70% of them are?
You know, Hitler's
a bad guy. I'm not going to agree on a fucking percent.
Hitler's a bad guy, but he does like puppies. So you know what? I'm not saying that everyone that supports Hitler hates Jews, but because you know some of them like puppies too.
Okay, and by calling Trump Hitler, you're creating.
I'm not calling him Hitler. I'm saying that's your.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying
that there's
by calling Trump Hitler, you make everybody.
I didn't call him Hitler. No, I'm giving you an analogy.
Hillary did. She made everybody who is a supporter of Hillary violent because they're trying to stop Hitler. Trump is a bully in and of himself. This is coming straight from Scott Adams. It's not my ideas. Trump is a bully to people personally. Hillary, by calling everybody that supports, like calling Trump Hitler, she mobilized anybody, made it okay for anybody to be violent towards Trump supporters, which makes for a much more violent, much more divisive country than just being a Twitter bully yourself.
So those violent eruptions that happen at Trump rallies where they're punching black people in the face and stuff like that, that's also fine.
But here,
weren't a lot of those started by Hillary?
No.
Wait, hold on one second. Let me get this straight. So I've always thought that you were a third party voter, but seeing this whole discussion, if with your back against the wall and there was no third party and someone put a gun to your head and say you're voting, you would vote Trump then?
Hell no.
Okay, I just want to make that clear because it seems that's where I seemingly...
I don't like when anybody, of course, no one's saying that, George. With every political party, like every political party, there are smart people that believe on both sides, and I try to give both sides the best opinion.
What George is saying is that people will vote according to what speaks to their lives at the moment. It doesn't necessarily reflect...
You know what?
I apologize.
You're right.
Look, it's like...
You're absolutely right. Let me apologize first. Okay.
Apologize.
I'm really emotional right now, and I apologize. You're exactly right.
You can't put.
I know that he said, you know, that he can do whatever he wants to women. He can kiss them, grab their pussies and stuff. And I know that he disavow the KKK. And all those things, but you know what? He has great qualities, and these people in the country are looking at his great qualities, and they're voting
Senator
for that.
Senator Byrd. Do you know about that. Senator Byrd?
No.
That's just not how I see things. You guys are not seeing it the way I thought. We are not right. Anyone in this room is on the same page at all.
I don't think we can air this podcast.
I don't think we can either.
I just ruined it, huh?
You did ruin it, George. You did a good job.
Very good job.
Thank you for Michigan, George.
Thank you for Michigan.
Thank you for the red state.
And we
Michigan
did it, guys.
Is.
We hit an hour.
Look.
It was tough. We hit an hour.
Yeah, we can't air it.
Look.
We
definitely air it.
Listen.
Because I don't know what I'm talking about. When people, here's the thing. Here's my dilemma. My dilemma is, I say my opinions online. And people go, wah. Or, you know what I mean? You cry baby or whatever, right? We won. Yeah, in your face and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm doing.
Can I just tell you something though,
anything.
Bobby? Can I just say something though?
Yeah.
Okay, so for us people who read things, who watch things, who pretty, you know, we aren't the most informed people because our life isn't politics, right? That's not our forte.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If we admit that we know nothing, imagine those people who actually voted, who are even in the lower rungs, who are completely just voting blindly.
Uninformed.
And they came today en masse.
It's like when people bought Creed albums. No, really, I'll be honest with you. People bought those albums.
But that was my squat song with arms wide open.
And you listen to it. And I believe that, you know, the Bends and OK Computer, which is Radiohead albums, the second and third one, are masterpieces. I believe that. And I believe the Creed's albums, I'm sure they're nice guys, are just terrible music. It's like train wrecks in your ears. Mm-hmm. Okay. But people like them. And you question, you go, why did they like them? when people watch, somebody watched that movie Nine Lives. I didn't. The Kevin Spacey, the cat movie. But somebody watched it.
They liked it.
And somebody probably liked it.
Children.
Whatever. Or adults. I'm pretty sure there's about 10 adults that like that movie.
10.
And they go, yo, it was good. And I go, I know for a fact in my heart that it's bad. I know that Creed is bad. You know, I listen to, I see, like when I watch the Kardashians, because, you know, Kalila sometimes has it on, not that she
on
likes it.
On accident.
But on accident, she'll have it on E. And I watch a little bit and I go, oh, this is terrible television. This is a tragedy that this is a popular. But people watch it religiously and they love it. And so what I want to say is that, and I'm going to say this out loud, I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I don't get Creed. I don't get the Kardashians. I don't get a lot of these things that people like. And so maybe I'm not connected, right? I like things that I think are good. And not everyone believes that. So I just want to say that, you know what? Whatever you believe, you have every right to believe. I believe what I believe. Hopefully that you won't dislike me because of my views. I'm ignorant in many ways. And life is going to move on. Donald Trump is our new president. And it's mind-boggling. And that's that. You say what you're going to say.
Quite
not fucking bullshit, man. I can't fucking believe that he won.
When I told you, when I registered fucking you to bullshit. Vote and I said you had to vote because there's a chance this man might win, you called me crazy. You called me crazy.
Gnarls Barkley. Crazy. Our sponsor. So what are your... When after Georgia and Bob, what are your final statements?
I have nothing. Does it even matter? Does what I do, it doesn't matter anymore.
It's done.
You know, my mom is completely shattered. She's not a voting citizen. She's just scared, you know. She's somebody who, you know, migrated to this country to hopefully see her daughters live a good life. And I just want to reassure her that my life will continue to be good. I'll wake up tomorrow and I will continue to strive to make my own life good. You know, that's all. That's all we can do. We can now we just have to unify and try to fucking move forward. Let's just look ahead. Please, please. There's no point. Just like it's over, Bobby.
He also said he's going to ban Muslims. I don't know if you remember that.
It's over. But, you know, he can't do that just by doing this. There's many things he has to go through. So the government does protect us one way or another. OK, nothing he says is final, is set in stone. So just let's just.
OK,
let's just move forward.
That was the worst podcast we've ever done.
I don't know how we're even going to.
How can we air it?
That was great. I'm not even kidding.
But
this is real. And this is how people are feeling, though.
Yeah, but in America, we have a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm saying things I don't even really mean or whatever. Like, I don't even know what the fuck is going on. I'm just, like, raw.
I think that's how, like, all my friends are.
You know what? The problem with this episode is that I think we're just so flustered. We just sound like mumbling fools.
That's what it is.
We sound
like... I'm not clear-headed.
Like,
I'm just emotional.
Nothing... Yeah, we didn't make any good points. We're just mumbling out of our asses because we're in disbelief.
Yeah.
All the good points that we wanted to make... were made yesterday when we were still rallying for a better president. But now it's all over and we're just left aghast.
Donald Trump is our president. It's unbelievable. It's
every time
insane.
You say it, I'm just like,
it's
I smile.
Donald Trump is our president.
He did it.
He did it.
He said he was
congratulations,
good.
Sir.
He fucking did it.
Killed it.
They came out the woodwork, huh? The rural retards.
Whoa, babe, don't say that.
I'll say it again. Don't, rural retards.
Don't say that because maybe some of them are our fans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Please send us
for listening.
Any shows for Bobby?
No, I'm done.
You quit?
I quit the career. I'm done.
Quits comedy.
Yeah. He quit, guys.
I'm going to, first week of December, I'm going to be in San Diego. I'm doing a show there. And then, That's it.
That's it, guys. Follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly. Follow us on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. If you want to ask any questions, you can send those to thetigerbelly@gmail.com. Wow, what a crazy day, historic day for sure.
Yeah.
God, thank God we have UFC 205 to look forward to at least.
I'm kind of just angry at UFC fans. Like, randomly for some reason.
What do you mean fans?
Because I think they all voted for Donald Trump in my head.
I mean, Dana White did.
God damn it.
Isn't that crazy? Dana White did.
And I make that motherfucker rich, you know?
I know. You pay for his pay-per-views all the time.
I never miss a pay-per-view.
And he gave a speech at the GOP rally.
God damn it. Nevada. Well, actually, I don't know.
Well, you can follow Kalila at Calamity K. You can follow...
I'm going to stay open-minded, you guys.
I think we should. There's nothing else you can do.
Open-hearted. I'm just going to keep moving forward with my life. Nothing is going to change. I'm going to just do everything for me anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can follow George at George_Kimmel. You can discuss politics with him. It's his favorite
mm-hmm,
topic.
Mm-hmm. I hate
he hates politics. I'm kidding. Please don't bug him online. He hates politics. Send him nudes of yourself or something. And this, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. And Bobby.
I got one.
Bobby is back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Keep it going. I love this guy. I do. I love this guy so much. He's a brother, okay? Mm-hmm. Steve Byrne. I love him. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Known him for, when I said I did Leno.
Yeah.
I never met him. He called me out of the blue because he was being managed by a guy, Barry Katz at the time, who had my number. He called me when he was living in New York and he said, great job. We've been friends ever since. I love him. I'll always love him. This is his tweet. What if he does a good job? What if he does a great job? I'm hopeful. Godspeed, President at Real Donald Trump.
Who said that?
Steve Byrne.
Okay.
So,
he's positive.
That's good. Jordan Peele said goodbye.
That's the
period. That's, yeah. Brian T., my friend, actor, good night, he says. Hayes MacArthur. Oh, no. I love him, but no. Yeah. Anyway, Jeff Ross says, wow.
Goodbye, Sebastian.
Oh, my God. Our president was on a fucking Comedy Central roast.
This meme. This isn't what we meant when we said orange is the new black.
That's funny.
That's a funny meme. Funny meme. I like that one.
That's fun.
This is, look at your friend posted. What? His friend's crying.
Oh, really? I know. People are like crying.
Oh, yeah. I'm missing out. Like if Bryce says Echo Park's popping off, a lot of girls out drinking and getting drunk.
Ooh, George.
Oh, George. You wouldn't be able to close anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Any final statements?
Don't get mad. Don't get angry. I'm just in a mood, okay? Thank you. I think I'm allowed to play video games tonight.
Yeah, just make my night worse. Why don't you?
Oh, I won't then. You want to
cuddle? Be my guest. Be my fucking
cuddle?
Guest.
You want to cuddle?
Well, I just, you know, put a noose. Be my guest. Play some more fucking video games. And when I eviscerate in the abdomen, don't take me to the hospital.
Give me a popo.
Please, popo.
I'm not ready for popo. I'm not ready
for popo. Force popo. A force popo. And the best kind are the force popo.
God, you blew into my mouth.
Why do you put air into it? You're just a balloon.
We can't.
Wearing it. Guys, thank you for listening. That was a weird one, but you know what? We got through it. That's what Tiger Belly is all about. Paula, any final words?
America.
You were finishing a positive message, looking hopeful.
Oh yeah, I said what I said.
You said what you said.
America, we're in this together. So let's just take it day by day and hope that the man isn't, you know, he switches gears and he turns out to be
phenomenal,
somewhat decent. Let's hope that he taps into the more decent part of himself and that he softens up and he doesn't build that wall, because Jesus Christ. But yeah, let's just hope. Let's hope. It's over.
All right, I'll hit you up, Jordan Peele. Peace.